This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Lou Gower and Fliegelman in today, as it's a summer Friday for Eddie Scazzeri, and Al has started his trip. And if you follow Al Dukes on Twitter, you got about 75,000 pictures of him.
It's just the beginning, right?
Oh my God, Seattle. I feel like you're on vacation with him or something.
Here I am at the fish market. Here's the Space Needle. Here's this. Here's that. I mean, my goodness. I'm just so different on vacation than he is. Like, I'll take a picture and have it for myself, but I don't share it on social media constantly.
He shares everything.
And by the way, since we do have Lou Gower here, and I can finally ask him the question,
Lugie, you nailed it, Tom. Nice
Lugie,
job.
Was I an add-on to the wedding?
You absolutely were not an add-on.
I felt like I was an add-on. Definitely,
you were definitely not an add-on.
How come I did not get it? The invitation mailed to me. You dropped it off, yet you mailed everybody else's, and you also mailed everybody else a save the date card, which I did not get.
You did not get a save the date card. That was by design. The address, I don't have your address.
By design?
Why was that
by design?
Because what is he going to do with a save the date card?
I mean, he's Boomer. He needs to save dates. He's really busy.
No, here's what he would do. He'd give it to his assistant.
Well, okay.
Right.
There were several people I did not give the save the date to.
Was there a debate between you and Natalie, your beautiful fiance?
There was no debate.
Really?
No, I gave her my list. Her list is a lot shorter, and my list was a lot longer. So there was no debate over who was on the list. Just numbers-wise was obviously a big debate.
I just felt like, you know, the way that the whole thing came to me, I felt like I was we better add Boomer.
Didn't have the address.
No,
I didn't want to bother you either and be like, hey, Boomer, it's Tommy. I don't know if you remember me. Can I have your address?
Wait,
remember me. Don't I say hi to you when I see you in the
hallway? I might have your cell phone. I don't know for 100%. I don't want to be like, you know, Zach texting you all hours, bothering
you're
you.
Exactly,
you know?
Right. You're exactly.
Is that fair?
I think you do actually have my cell phone.
I do as well.
Yeah.
So I definitely have your email, but I don't have your cell.
So now I definitely feel like an add-on.
Not an add-on, I promise you.
You
were 100% on the original list that I put together like a year ago almost.
Right.
You were 100% on it.
Other than the NARPs that you have coming from the radio station, is there any other athletes coming, like Tiki coming or Brandon Tierney coming?
Brandon Tierney? How is he an athlete?
I'm just wondering. I mean, any of those guys coming?
I do the Sunday football show with David Deal, but he was not invited.
Didn't make the cut.
How long have you been working with David?
For a year, so this will be my second year coming.
That's okay. Although he does have some cash, and you know, you never know.
Some cloud too gives you a little something.
I want to buy part of your honeymoon.
Right. I mean, I need that big name at the wedding right now. Like Scazzeri might be the biggest name we got so far.
What about Evan?
Typical Evan, originally he's like, oh, Lugie, I'll be there. My wife's getting this dress, yada, yada, yada. Now he's starting to backtrack a little bit to where I don't think he's going to make it.
Well, why
That's
not?
My guess.
What's his, I mean,
who
it's
knows?
Saturday.
He's probably going to go like to play putt-putt or something, or go to like, you know, an aquarium or something. He'll give me some reason why he can't make it.
Calvin Coolidge's elementary school.
When I got the invitation, then I checked out where you're having at the Vineyards.
Yes.
I could tell that you have nothing to do with this. You are totally out of it because you are not a Vineyards type of guy. And I can imagine that Natalie is so much more classy than you.
She's originally from San Diego. That's important.
Well,
so the weddings out there are a lot different. So we saw like 50 venues to the point, because she wanted to see every little venue with every
kind
of thing.
Sounds like fun. Yeah,
it was great. I missed about half of them. But so this is the one that was the most of a compromise to both of us.
Was she hallucinating when she first met you?
She had a few cocktails, I think. It was around midnight.
Somehow, someway, you convinced her to do this.
Oh, yeah. She's regretting it ever since.
No, I don't think so.
Do you want us to give out the website on the air so maybe listeners can contribute to your hotel?
No, we can't do that.
He's thinking about it.
Well, I listened the other day. You gave out a lot of the information other than her last name.
We didn't give you the website.
No, not the website.
There could be a listener out there who pays for
the
whole honeymoon.
That basically allows us to do whatever we want. Because you're out there in the public domain.
It is true.
That's fair.
Yes, we're protecting you.
But I would never do that to her. I would do it to you.
Dan and Carteret might buy that whole scuba diving
thing.
Yeah,
you never know.
You don't know. Anthony in Belleville might think this is the coolest thing.
He'll give you Wednesday night at the hotel.
I have absolutely no idea what's on that website,
Anthony,
by the way. I don't even know what you were referencing just now.
Are you serious?
She did all that. I did not do anything.
Wow.
You don't know that people can buy your honeymoon on
the
website?
I know that we have, because she's like, Al Duques put something on the website. I was like, oh, he ain't coming. She goes, oh, maybe that's in lieu of a check. I go, he ain't coming. Don't worry.
That's so funny. You said Anthony Belleville's going to buy something. Cowboy going to buy anything.
He might.
Buy anything.
You know, he may.
Because we're not going on the honeymoon until next year. So that's the whole, because we have a wedding in Aruba the week after. So we're not doing the honeymoon until next year. It's like a pseudo honeymoon. But we have our friends getting married out there. So we're not going to be able to relax to the level that we would have liked to on a normal honeymoon.
All right. Well, I still feel like I'm.
I think he sold it well. I don't think you're an add-on.
No. He did. He is not. Sold me that I am not an add-on.
In hindsight, I should have got the address to Castle Boomer. That was a major, major, major mistake.
Well, also, you laid the invitation on Al's desk.
Well, I don't have security clearance to get into his office. Oh, it's back in the old days.
That's true.
Like it's a bill to a hotel?
Hold on. You're killing him for the way he got the invitation. Because you imagine if Boomer walked in one morning, he opened the door, and there was a wedding invitation on the floor?
Steps on it, you know.
That's worse.
Flips on it.
That's worse.
Yeah. I guess you're right. I can't argue that. But, I mean, to give it to Al seems just a little bit impersonal.
Well, it's like his handler.
Al is not my handler.
That's actually good. Yeah. He's the liaison.
Right, the liaison. All right, well, anyway, I appreciate the invite. And
I expect to see you there. You know,
well, I'm going to try to figure out whether or not I am a real add-on. I think I am, but, well.
Take the soda stream and run.
Right. Where is the closest helipad to the Aquabog Vineyard? And then you'll see.
I would probably say.
That would be cool.
It was not a question I was expecting to be answered. But it was like, well, there's actually several in that area, depending on where you need to go.
Exactly.
All right, Jerry's
I'm sure,
here.
The last things was let us land on a vineyard, I think.
Why not? Yeah, as long as you're away
that
from...
That would be some entrance.
Yeah, away from the grapes.
Oh, that would be
okay.
Awesome.
That would be pretty awesome.
You'd steal the show, though. The bride would not be happy about that. It's the bride's day. If you're showing up in a helicopter, you're stealing the show.
I hadn't thought of that. Yeah, that's true.
Yes, yeah, they don't like that. Mm. They don't think that stuff is as cool as we do, you know?
That's
right.
Fair.
Right. But, hey, maybe Al Duque will come.
He's not. We're brought to you by the Harrison Law Group. Call them at 1-800-INJURY-LAW. That's 1-800-INJURY-LAW. I'm going to start. I know you guys did a lot of football. I'll do the baseball here to start. Yankees-Rangers last night, another bad team the Yankees are playing, and they're doing everything they're supposed to do. They're winning these games, beating these bad clubs, and last night it was the long ball, and this one, a seed from Giancarlo Stanton, so much so that John Sterling couldn't get the words out fast enough.
And the pitch line to deep left, and it's gone. It is far. It is gone. What a bullet. What a bullet. A high line drive over the auxiliary scoreboard, over the grandstand, and into the bleachers. You can't hit the ball harder than that. A Stantonian home run. Giancarlo. No si può stopparlo.
John Sterling on the fan. That was the hardest hit ball in the Statcast era, and it did get out very quickly.
John was right. That wasn't hyperbole. You cannot hit a ball harder than
that.
No,
you cannot.
Yeah,
no, incredible. You cannot. But he was in between gone and high, so he wasn't really sure. And perhaps he was.
Like he is most.
Could you imagine the numbers that Stanton would have if he just did, I don't know, 50% better than he did the first 6 weeks of the season.
Yeah, but this is him every year, though.
Yeah.
He always starts slow. I shouldn't say that. He did last year, and I believe the year before that. Started slow, and then he takes off, and he has taken off again. Well, he's got 28 home runs now.
And he's doing exactly what he's supposed to be doing, especially in lieu of the bad news that doesn't look like Aaron Judge is going to be back when they initially thought he was going to be back.
The three-week timeline, not exactly accurate.
It's very Met-esque.
Well,
Next thing you know, he's going to have Coxsackie.
Well, Jay Happ had that, and he came back, and he won the game last night. Yankees won 7-3. Happ, 6 innings, 9 strikeouts. He talks about bouncing back from this puzzling hand, foot, and mouth disease, or whatever we call it.
I still don't know where I got it. You know, no one in my family has it. It was just a random thing, I guess. But
yeah, so he's not sure. But he feels better, so that's good. Aaron
he's
Boone.
He's 2-0 now for the Yankees.
How about that?
And how about him and Lance Lynn? How about those acquisitions? How are they doing?
So far, so good.
So far, so good is right.
We will find out in October.
Yes, we will.
That's when it will matter.
But you know what? But no, it matters now. And the reason it matters now is
because crappy teams.
Jerry, so are the Red Sox. The Red Sox are beating crappy teams too. But here's
the
thing.
Well, they beat everybody.
I know, but here's the thing. You know, they still have to stay where they are, at least at the wild card, to get the home
wild
card.
Oh, they do what they have to do. Awesome. Yes.
I mean, you can't take any of this stuff for granted. Jerry, you're taking it for granted.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm just not going to sit in there and say it was a complete success getting Jay Happ yet. That's all.
Yes, it is. Because
no,
you know
not.
What?
It's not a complete success. He beat the Royals and the Rangers.
I know, but time out. He's 2-0 for the Yankees.
Yeah. Good.
And Lance Lynn hasn't given up a run in 11.
That's great.
I'm not arguing with you.
And by the way, you know, all these games, I know that they seem to be meaningless because it all means something in October only for you Yankee fans and everything.
That's you.
But in order to get there to the playoffs, you got to win these games.
For sure.
And who would be on the mound if Hap wasn't on the mound?
I don't know.
Who would be on the mound if Lance Lynn wasn't on the mound? Can you tell me who that would be? Would it be Sonny Gray?
What are you yelling at me for? I don't know. I don't know. It might be. I don't know.
I'm just pointing out two guys that actually are doing what they were brought here to do.
So far, it's 2 weeks. So far, so good. Okay. Let's see him pitch against better teams. That's all.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
No, don't.
It's an RPN take on things. I'm sorry. I don't want to argue with it.
No, it's a realist take. It's fine.
He did fine.
What,
so we have to deem this success because Lance Lynn and Jay Happ have been good in, what, a total of three starts? I mean, that's not an RPN take.
Look,
that's just normal.
I was talking to him.
Yeah,
you are coming at me from over there.
Well, because
I get it.
I feel like I need to defend him.
No, I'm like, all right, they're here doing what they're supposed to
right.
do.
Right, exactly.
Why do you have to defend? See, I know what this is all about.
It's brothers in arms here.
Yes, exactly is what it is.
Here is
Arp
Stanton.
One and Arp two.
Oh, Neil Walker hit two home runs, each from each side of the plate.
Oh, yeah, against who? Some crappy pitchers.
Pretty much. Yeah, no, but he's actually been on a tear for about a month now.
That happens every day.
No.
Where a guy hits a home run.
He's never done it before, actually.
Yeah, I know he has.
And he's been rolling now for about 3-4 weeks.
Thank God the Yankees
got him. Yes.
I agree.
I thought it was a good signing at the time.
Neil Walker about 7 weeks, 8 weeks ago. Okay, get rid of him.
Well, he was batting 190 at the time.
Yep.
But now he has turned it around.
Is he a guy that's used to playing every day?
I would say so.
Right. Was he playing every day?
He was not.
Okay. Oh. Plus, he's making $5 million. He's not making $18 million.
No, my heart bleeds for him. Here's Giancarlo Stanton. Big night.
I'll tell you.
What's the matter?
I could just, you know.
I'm sorry.
It's supposed to be Friday.
He might go on food stamps because he's making only $5 million. He's made plenty of money. He's doing fine.
No, he won't go on food stamps.
You sure?
I'm sure.
Because you just made it seem like he's a pauper. And he's playing for $5 million. God forbid. Oh, my God. We're not making rent this month.
When he was playing for the Mets, making $18 million, and he wasn't
I hope
on
he
the
banked
field.
It because he's not making anything
you
now.
You know what I'm saying? He's a godsend for the Yankees.
He's a professional.
That's why they didn't cut him. That's why they didn't trade him. That's why they kept him so he could play third base, second base, first base, and DH. That's what you call four tools.
Yeah, and also
as
the taxes.
To tools,
which is killer.
The taxes here in New York are that at $5 million. I mean, you might as well just, you're taking home basically
$30,000. I hear CC went from $20 million to $9 million. He's driving an Uber car. I wonder how he's getting by, huh? And that performance on $9 million.
By the way, who was bitching about taxes about a month ago after they got their big raise? Oh, you.
I was not. You? No. You made me start bitching about it. Because basically you're like, congratulations, your life's over. You're having a baby, you know, I mean, are you kidding me? Now you got this job and the taxes, you see the new tax law? Oh, great, yeah. Hell in a handbasket. Your life.
Government's got their hand in your pocket, Biggs.
Yeah, I know. I can
take it every little last penny they possibly can to piss away. Go ahead. What else?
Masahiro Tanaka will try to follow up Cy Young's performance from last night facing Mike Minor. We will have it on the fan for you at 6:25. Four straight wins for the Yankees. They trail Boston by 8 now. Blue Jays beat the Red Sox 8-5, despite the fact that Mookie Betts hit for the cycle. Dodgers beat the Rockies 8-5. Kenley Jansen sent back to Los Angeles with an irregular heartbeat. Mariners over the Astros 8-6. Justin Verlander gave up the cycle in the first inning. You don't see that often.
Right. And
a single, double, a home run, and a triple.
And he also got hit with a balk, and he got ticked off about it.
Yes, he did. I think he was thrown out of the game, too, in the second inning or something. So
he had a tough night.
He
probably realized, look, I don't got it. I'm going to get thrown out of the game. That's probably what happened.
No, he was, and he did. The Indians beat the Twins 5-4 in a Michael Brantley game-winning RBI single, and the Nationals over the Braves 6-3. Mets in Miami tonight. Zach Wheeler opposing Jose Urania. And then later, by next hour, remember the independent league game I played where the guy threw the garbage pail out near home plate?
Sure.
Well,
yeah.
He brought the garbage pail out there.
Right.
And he placed it down.
And then told the umpire to go when it was home or his hole or something like that. I'll have a follow-up to that story next hour.
Is there
same series.
Something else going on.
Something else happened. But I don't have time for now because we got to get the Giants.
All right,
Is that fair?
I love it, yes.
Giants-Browns last night, and Saquon Barkley touches the ball for the first time.
You go with a big set to the right. Barkley is the back standing at the 6. Manning under center. takes the snap on first and 10. Hand to Barkley, looking for room, bouncing around, cuts through the middle, 15, outside 20, 25, 30, sideline 40, 50, and knocked out of bounds. And the Giants sideline inside Cleveland territory.
And that is Chris Carino, Giants radio. Barkley runs for 39 yards. His first carry had just 43, but those 39 right there, nice way to start for sure. Browns wound up beating the Giants 20-10. Baker Mayfield threw for 212, a couple of touchdowns. Here was Pat Shurmur's thoughts on Barkley's first game.
I love the first run. You know, it could all be like that. But you can see, it wasn't too big for him.
Not the moment or the crowd or the stadium. Eli Manning, his thoughts of Barkley.
Just a run, you know. Let's not go berserk yet, all right?
So, berserk. Thank you. Yes, thank you very much.
That's kind of cool.
I picked up the paper this morning. Steve Servia, a star is born. One run. What about the other four?
That was 1 yard run.
They don't care. They don't matter. They don't count. He's here. He's a sick one. Barkley has started and everything. Everybody calm down.
That's such an old man word to berserk. I haven't heard that in such a long time.
That's what happens when you're the oldest guy on the team.
I know, but let's not go berserk over this. It's amazing.
Davis Webb was 9 of 22 for 70 yards. Kyle Lauletta was 6 of 9 for 48, and Eli was 4 for 7 in the game for 26 yards. Obviously didn't play much. Dez Bryant to meet with the Browns if he returns a call. John Dorsey says they have called him several times and he doesn't answer the phone.
Well, that's apparently great. He tweeted,
yeah. I'll see you next week.
Right.
Just not sure when he's going to show up.
Quickly,
he's
Ryan,
on Dez time.
Ryan in Fairfield. Ryan, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you guys doing?
Hey, Ryan. What's going on today?
I don't know why I thought of this, but I got a slang name for your show now.
What,
you
being Boomer and Geo? Yeah.
Geo and Recco. How about your little slang name would be Bougie Co?
Bougie? No, I don't think so.
Come on.
I was thinking Norman in the NARPs.
Yeah, that I like. Yeah, that's not bad at all.
That's kind of funny.
You know what's funny is you have to go and get signed Dez Bryant. Back to that for a second. After Josh Gordon disappears again because of this whole thing, and then their rookie wide receiver is caught with the bullets.
Isn't that Callaway, the kid who last night had a big game?
No, right. He was dropping the ball all over the place last night.
No, but he also had
a couple nice catches.
Right. And he had the one on the sideline. It was really nice.
And he blamed all that stuff on his brother.
Yeah, I mean, but it's like all of a sudden Dez Bryant doesn't look so bad. It's like, yeah, Dez, come on in.
Callaway blamed all that on his younger brother.
Yeah, but I mean, he got wrapped up in that whole thing.
Yeah,
he said he's committed to the Browns. Now the Browns committed to him. That's the question.
Colts beat the Seahawks 19-17. Andrew Luck, couple of series back on the field. He was 6 for 9, led them to a couple of field goal drives. Panthers beat the Bills 28-23. Had the exchange before the game between Kelvin Benjamin and Cam Newton. I'll get you some audio for that next hour. Jets Falcons tonight. Raiders take on the Lions. And I'll give you the James Dolan song, I guess, next hour. Or do you want to hear some of it now?
No, next hour. And how about the PGA Championship?
Gary Woodland is the leader at 6 under par. You've got Ricky Fowler a shot back. Tiger got up to a hideous start. Battle back to even par. Phil Mickelson, not so good. He was a +3.
A lot of low scores due to the slowness of the greens because of the heat out there in St. Louis. And how about your boy Steph Curry? You see him?
Played at the
TPC Stonebreak Country Club.
Is that the lower level tour? The web.com tour, right?
Yeah, so he's tied for 106th in this tournament that pays out $600,000. But he's +1. And a couple birdies yesterday.
Good for him.
He looks great swinging a golf club. He looks like a real professional golfer. And he said he could actually have been a professional golfer if he didn't play basketball.
You weren't here when we had John Smoltz on after he played in the Senior Open.
Yeah.
We put him on to baseball, but I wanted to talk to him about the golf. He was blown away by how difficult it was. And he's a great golfer, too.
He really is. Yeah, I know. He and Maddox and Glavin used to have their own little professional tour between the three of them. You know, they'd come to New York, none of them were pitching. They'd want to go to, Wingfoot, or they'd want to go to Deepdale. They'd want to go here, and they'd know all these guys, and that's what they would all do, in their off time.
Yeah.
Kind of like Cespedes.
Right, but that's not his off time,
though, on the fan. Good job, Jerry.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.